I used to live from day to day, wondering what the people say.
You know, one of the things that makes, just before we go to this other vantage point of forgiveness and its power, I want to point this out. It really, any of you who have really, really been hurt, whether it's because the person who hurt you was someone you never would have expected to have done what they did, you would never be somebody who you would expect to be willing to have hurt you deeply. You never would have expected them. You would understand, oh, nobody's perfect, so every now and then maybe something would be said that, you know, maybe a little out of the way, but nothing major. You never thought that they would betray your trust in any way. You never thought that they would deliberately hurt you, not them. Whether it's because it was someone who hurt you and you never thought that they would be the one to cause so much pain, maybe whether it's because someone caused pain that reached so deep into your soul, that penetrated so deeply into your soul, so deeply into your heart, so deeply into your mind. Or whether it's because maybe they just did you wrong for such a long time. Or maybe it's a combination of all of those. What? This person willing to hurt me? And hurt me that deeply? And to keep this madness going all that time? I imagine there are quite a few of us who have figured out that it is not always easy to forgive even when we truly want to. It takes power to forgive. It takes strength from God to truly let go when that pain is deep, when they have taken that knife and penetrated deeply into the very fabric of our beings. And after having penetrated deeply, they just kept slicing and slicing and slicing. Not for 1 month, not for 5 months, not for 12 months, not for 5 years, but maybe 15 years, maybe 30 years, just slicing and slicing and slicing with that deep penetration still in play, and they're just slicing and slicing. It will not be easy always to forgive. The only way we do forgive is when the Lord God gives us the power that he has to forgive, that we are then able to forgive no matter what. Well, in Mark chapter 2, we see the Lord Jesus forgiving. One of a number of places where we can see him forgiving. And believe me, we're going to talk about power with authority as we began a little earlier in today's conversation. We're going to continue to look at that in successive conversations. But right now, Mark chapter 2. Again, we get an opportunity to see power and authority at work as they pertain to forgiveness. Again, a few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. So many people gathered that there was no room left, not even outside the door. And he preached the word to them. Some men came, bringing to him a paralytic, carried by four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus, and after digging through it, lowered the mat the paralyzed man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now, some teachers of the law were sitting there, some of the Jewish religious leaders, thinking to themselves, "Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Immediately, Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts. And he said to them, "Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat, and walk'? but that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home. He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, we have never seen anything like this. Ladies and gentlemen, there was an understanding amongst many other religious leaders of Israel that if a person had some type of devastating physical affliction, that there were going to be times when the only way they could be healed was to first have their sins forgiven. If their sins were held against them by God Almighty, they would not be healed. Remember what I shared with you from James chapter 5, verses 14 to 15? Any of you need healing? Confess your sins. The Jewish religious leaders believed that if a person was afflicted, they could at times be healed only if first forgiven. And so by telling the man, get up, take up your mat, go home, and the man got up, it was obvious the Lord Jesus had healed him. And since it was obvious that he had healed him, it was also obvious he had forgiven that man's sins. I see the light, the Lord is giving.